This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Loet. Active ingredient, S. ethinyl estradiol and levonorgestrel. This leaflet provides important information about using Loet. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Loet. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Loet? Loet contains the active ingredients ethinyl estradiol and levonorgestrel. Loet is a combined oral contraceptive, commonly known as a birth control pill, or the pill. Loet is used to prevent you from becoming pregnant in several ways, if taken correctly. By preventing ovulation, the release of an egg from the ovary during each menstrual cycle. It changes the cervical mucus consistency, making it difficult for the sperm to reach the egg. It changes the lining of the uterus, making it less suitable for implantation. Loet is also used to treat moderate acne in women, when this has not improved with acne treatments applied to the skin, and who are also willing to be on a contraceptive. Your doctor may have prescribed Loet for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Loet has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Loet? Warnings. Do not use Loet if 1. You are allergic to ethinyl estradiol, or levonorgestrel, or any other similar medicines, such as other oral contraceptives, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 2. You have or have had any of the following medical conditions: venous thromboembolism, VTE, aneurysm, medicines called anticoagulants which are used to thin the blood, hereditary or acquired disposition of VTE. Multiple risk factors for VTE including obesity, age above 35 years, smoking, high cholesterol, blood clots, or a history of blood clots in legs, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or lungs, pulmonary embolism, PE, or eyes, and you are currently taking an anticoagulant medicine, major surgery and have been confined to bed for long periods of time, arterial thromboembolism, 8, or past history of these that include stroke, angina, transient ischemic attack, or mini stroke, hereditary, or acquired disposition 4-8, history of migraine, accompanied by blurred vision, difficulty in speaking, muscle weakness, or increased sensitivity to light, sound, or noise. Multiple risk factors 4-8, or a serious risk factor 4-8 that include uncontrolled high blood pressure, diabetes with blood vessel damage, severe lipid disease, high levels of fatty substances in the blood, sickle cell anemia, disease in any blood vessel, S. inflammation of the pancreas, which is associated with very high blood levels of triglycerides, fatty substances, liver disease, including tumors of any type, yellowing of the whites of the eyes, or of the skin, jaundice, or a history of jaundice, or cholestatic jaundice of pregnancy, or severe generalized itch in the body during pregnancy, Dubin-Johnson syndrome, or Rota syndrome, unexplained vaginal bleeding, cancer, or suspected cancer of the breast, or sex organs, e.g. cervix, vagina, ovaries, endometrium, womb unknown, or suspected estrogen-dependent tumors, a family history of breast nodules, fibrocystic disease, or have had an abnormal mammograph. 3. You are pregnant, or you think you are pregnant. Pregnancy must be excluded before you start taking Loet. 4. You are taking antiviral hepatitis C virus, HCV medicinal products such as those containing ombitasvir, paritaprovir, ritonavir, and acibuvir with or without ribavirin. If you are not sure about your anti-HCV medication, tell your doctor. 5. You have already experienced menopause. If you are not certain whether these may apply to you, or you are worried by anything in this list, tell your doctor. Medical checkups. Before you start to take Loet, you must have a thorough medical checkup, including a pap smear, breast check, blood pressure check and urine test. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition, have any other medical conditions, or health problems, such as heart disease including heart valve disorders, or certain heart rhythm disorders, high blood pressure, a history of high blood pressure, or high blood pressure during pregnancy, high cholesterol, hepatitis C, diabetes, migraine, or other headaches, hyperhomocysteinemia, breast lumps, abnormal breast X-ray, or mammogram, gallbladder disease, kidney disease, yellowing of the whites of the eyes, or skin, jaundice during pregnancy, or during previous oral contraceptive use, the hearing problem known as otosclerosis, a history of a skin condition called herpes gestationis found in pregnant women, and not caused by the herpes virus, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, depression, asthma, fibroids, hereditary angioedema, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat. If you have any of these conditions, you should have regular checkups with your doctor to make sure that taking Lovenox is not making the conditions worse. Are older than 35 years of age, or are overweight, are intolerant to some sugars, or your doctor has told you so. Lovenox contains lactose. Are allergic to any foods, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss the risks and benefits involved with you. Blood clots. You must tell your doctor if you, or anyone in your immediate family has, or has had blood clots in the legs, or lungs. Blood clots are a rare occurrence when taking an oral contraceptive. The risk of a blood clot is highest during the first year of taking an oral contraceptive for the first time, or if you are restarting the pill after a break of 4 weeks, or more. The risk of having a blood clot is higher in oral contraceptive users than in non-users, but is not as high as during pregnancy. Tell your doctor about any of the following conditions as these are risk factors for developing blood clots. Cancer. Systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. Hemolytic uremic syndrome, HUS, a disorder of blood coagulation causing failure of the kidneys. Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis, chronic inflammatory bowel disease. Sickle cell disease. Smoking, particularly if you are a heavy smoker, 15 or more cigarettes per day, and aged over 35 years. Have had any recent surgery or trauma. Recently had a baby. Lost a baby in the second trimester. Are pregnant. Had major surgery and have been confined to bed for long periods of time. Also tell your doctor if you are planning a long-haul plane flight greater than 4 hours. Stroke. You must tell your doctor if you, or anyone in your immediate family has, or has had a stroke, or heart attack. Taking oral contraceptives is linked with an increased risk of having a heart attack, angina, stroke, or a mini stroke. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including all prescription medicines and any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interact with Lovenox and affect how well it or the other medicine works. This may lead to unwanted side effects, reduce the effect of Lovenox or the other medicine. These medicines include atorvastatin used to treat high cholesterol, indinavir for the treatment of HIV infection, antifungal medicines such as itraconazole and fluconazole, paracetamol, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, cyclosporin used to prevent organ rejection, theophylline's used for asthma and other breathing difficulties, corticosteroids, lamotrigine for seizures. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Lovenox. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while you are taking this medicine. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Lovenox include antiviral hepatitis C virus, HCV medicines such as ombutasvir, paritaprovir, ritonavir, and acibuvir, rifampicin and rifapyrtin for the treatment of infections such as tuberculosis, antibiotics such as ampicillin, other penicillins and tetracyclines, antifungal agents such as griseafulvin, barbiturates, medicines prescribed for epilepsy, such as phenobarbital, medicines for epilepsy such as phenytoin, primidone, carbamazepine and topiramate, ritonavir for the treatment of HIV infection, modafinil used to treat excessive daytime sleepiness, Corticosteroids such as dexamethasone, St. John's wort, an ingredient found in medicines you can purchase without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. While you are taking these medicines, and for 7 days after stopping them, you must use a non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods. If the 7 days extend into the inactive white tablet section, then you should start a new pack on the next day, after having taken the last pink active tablet from the current pack. Skip the 7 white tablets. This is particularly important if you need to take antibiotics or medicines for epilepsy. If you take rifampicin and some other medicines, you may need to use additional non-hormonal contraception for 4 weeks after finishing the course of treatment. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about how long you need to use additional non-hormonal contraception. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect LOED. How do I use LOED? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How to take LOED. Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water. How much to take? Take 1 tablet every day. Follow the instructions provided and use LOED until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take LOED. LOED should be taken at the same time every day regardless of how often you have sex. LOED will work best if you do not miss any tablets and take it at the same time each day. Taking LOED at the same time each day will also help you remember when to take your tablets. It does not matter if you take LOED before or after food. If you are concerned about this, please speak to your doctor or pharmacist. How long to take it? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. For contraception, your doctor may prescribe LOED for long periods until you no longer need or want contraception. For the treatment of acne, your doctor will advise how long to take LOED for the treatment of acne. How to start taking hormonal contraceptive for the first time. To begin LOED, take your first tablet on the first day of your next period, that is, the day your bleeding starts. Take a pink tablet that matches the day of the week from the pink, shaded section of the blister pack. For example, if your period commences on a Friday, then take a pink tablet marked Friday. Continue to take 1 pink tablet every day, following the arrows around the strip, until you finish all 21 pink tablets. Then take 1 white tablet daily for the next 7 days, following the arrows, so that you are taking the correct tablet for the day of the week. Taking these white tablets helps you to remember to take a tablet every day. You can expect your period during the week that you are taking these white inactive tablets. Your protection continues during this week. LOED is effective from the first day of use, if begun as instructed. If you started to take the pink tablets on days 2 to 7 of period, a non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods is recommended for the first 7 days. If you do not have a period while you are taking the white tablets, and there is any chance that you have not followed all the instructions in this leaflet, contact your doctor to check if you are pregnant. Going on to further blister packs. On the day after your last white tablet, begin the next pack with a pink tablet from the pink, shaded section of the blister pack that matches the day of the week. Do this even if you are still bleeding. You should start your tablets the same day of the week every 4 weeks. Repeat this sequence of tablet taking for as long as birth control is required. Although spotting and breakthrough bleeding may occur in some women, these tend to disappear in the majority of patients after the first 3 to 4 cycles. Make sure you always have a new strip of tablets available, so that you can continue to take the tablets without interruption. If you start taking your new pack late, you must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods, until a pink tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. How to switch to LOED from a different oral contraceptive. Switching from a different combined oral contraceptive. When changing from a different combined oral contraceptive to LOED, it is important to follow the instructions below carefully. LOED works best if you do not miss any tablets and take it at the same time each day. Follow these steps if your current oral contraceptive contains an estrogen and a progestogen. Stop taking your current oral contraceptive after you have taken the last active tablet in the strip. If your current oral contraceptive pack also contains inactive or reminder tablets, do not take them. Start the new low-ed pack on the next day by taking a pink active tablet from the top row, which corresponds to the day of the week. Continue to take one tablet every day, following the arrows around the strip, until you finish all 21 pink tablets in the pink, shaded section of the strip. Then take one white tablet daily for the next 7 days, before starting your new strip. You will have a withdrawal bleed, similar to having a period, during the week of white tablets. You must use an additional, non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods, until a pink tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. If you do not have a period, while you are taking the white tablets, and there is any chance that you have not followed all the instructions in this leaflet, contact your doctor to check if you are pregnant. Switching from a progestogen-only contraceptive. You can stop taking a progestogen-only contraceptive tablet any day, and start taking LOET the next day, at the same time. If you have been using a progestogen implant, start taking LOET on the day the implant is removed. If you have been using a progestogen injection, start taking LOET when your next injection would be due. In all cases, start LOET by taking a pink tablet from the pink, shaded section that matches the day of the week. You must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods, until a pink tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. If you forget to use LOET, LOET should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, it may not work as well in protecting you from becoming pregnant. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you miss a pink active tablet, if you are less than 12 hours late in taking your tablet, you should take that tablet immediately, and then take the next one at your usual time, even if this means taking 2 tablets in 1 day. If you are more than 12 hours late in taking your tablet, do not take it. Take the next day's tablet at the usual time and use an additional, non-hormonal method of contraception for the next 7 days, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods. If you come to the end of the pink tablets during the 7 days after a missed tablet, start the next pack straight away. Skip the 7 white tablets. If you miss more than one pink tablet, contact your doctor for advice on what to do. If you miss a white inactive tablet, take it as soon as you remember and continue on as before. Additional birth control method is not necessary in this case. However, if you miss white tablets and then forget to start the next pack on time, start as soon as you remember by taking a pink tablet that matches the day of the week from the pink shaded section. You must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm or temperature methods, until a pink tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. If your doctor told you to take LOET differently, or you are unclear about the above directions, discuss this with them. If you have trouble remembering to take LOET, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you wish to delay a period, 1. After you have finished the last pink tablet in your pack, skip the 7 white tablets. 2. Start the next pack the following day by taking a pink tablet from the pink shaded section, which matches the day of the week. 3. Then take one pink tablet each day, following the arrows, so that you are taking the correct tablet for the day of the week until all 21 pink tablets have been taken. 4. Then take one white tablet each day for the next 7 days. Whilst taking the second pack, you may have some breakthrough bleeding or spotting. You will not have a withdrawal bleed or period until the end of the second pack, when the white tablets are taken. If you vomit or have diarrhea while taking LOET, if you suffer from a stomach upset which results in vomiting or diarrhea, the effectiveness of LOET may be reduced. The pink tablets may not have time to be absorbed properly and may not protect you from becoming pregnant. If vomiting or diarrhea occurs within 3 to 4 hours after taking a pink tablet, you must take an extra pink tablet from a backup pack. During any period of vomiting or diarrhea, continue taking LOET tablets. Also use a non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm or temperature methods, and continue for 7 days following the episode of vomiting or diarrhea. If these 7 days extend into the inactive white tablet section, you should start a new pack on the next day, after having taken the last active pink tablet from the current pack, i.e. skip the 7 white inactive tablets. You may not have a period until you finish the second pack. If you have vomiting or diarrhea after taking a white tablet, do not worry. If you take too much Loet, if you think that you have taken too much Loet, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include feeling sick or vomiting, dizziness, feeling sleepy or tired. Women may also experience menstrual bleeding. Serious ill effects have not been reported in young children who have taken large doses of birth control pills. What should I know while using Loet? Things you should do. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Loet. Tell the hospital doctor that you are taking Loet birth control pills if you need to have an operation or go to hospital in an emergency. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor or dentist and your pharmacist that you are taking Loet. If you become pregnant while taking Loet, see your doctor immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor you are taking Loet. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Tell your doctor you are taking Loet at least 4 weeks before any planned hospitalization or surgery. Your doctor may tell you to stop taking Loet several weeks before surgery or at the time of immobilization. Your doctor will tell you when you can start taking Loet after you are back on your feet. To avoid pregnancy during this time, you must use a non-hormonal method of contraception such as condoms or a diaphragm. Miss periods. If you miss a period and you have taken your tablets correctly, continue taking your tablets as you would normally. Sometimes you might not have a menstrual period while taking Loet. If you miss a period and you have not taken your tablets correctly, keep taking your tablets and see your doctor immediately. Not taking your tablets correctly includes missing one or more tablets or starting a new pack later than you should have. If you miss two menstrual periods, stop taking your tablets and see your doctor, even if you have taken the tablets correctly. You must use a non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm during this time. Your doctor should make sure you are not pregnant before you start taking Loet again. Medical checkup. Visit your doctor regularly for checkups and physical examinations, including pap smears, blood pressure checks and breast, abdomen and pelvic organ examinations. Oral contraceptives should not be prescribed for longer than 1 year without your doctor carrying out a checkup. A pap smear can detect any abnormal cells from the cervix, which may develop into cancer. Cervical cancer has been reported to occur more frequently in women who use oral contraceptives for a long time. Your doctor will advise you of the type and frequency of any tests required. Breast cancer risk. Perform regular breast self-examination. Examining your breasts for lumps or any changes in size or shape can help you find a breast cancer early. Breast cancer has been found slightly more frequently in women who use oral contraceptives. It is not known whether this increase is caused by the use of oral contraceptives or if it is due to the fact that users were examined more often and therefore the breast cancer was detected earlier. If you are unsure, ask your doctor about breast self-examination. Sexually transmitted disease, STD. If you are worried about contracting a sexually transmitted disease, STD, use a barrier contraceptive method. Loet does not protect against the transmission of STDs such as HIV/AIDS, chlamydia, genital herpes and warts, gonorrhea, hepatitis B, human papillomavirus, or syphilis. To protect against STDs, ask your partner to wear a condom when having sexual intercourse with you. Things you should not do. Do not take Loet if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it is expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Loet may have no effect at all, or worse, have an entirely unexpected effect if you take it after the expiry date. Do not take Loet to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking Loet or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking Loet or do not take a tablet every day without using another form of contraception, you may become pregnant. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Loet affects you. drinking alcohol. No information available. Looking after your medicine. Keep your Lowet tablets in a dry place, at a temperature below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not keep your tablets in the refrigerator. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. After stopping Lowet, if your periods do not return within 2 to 3 months of stopping Lowet, tell your doctor. Delays in becoming pregnant may occur after Lowet therapy is stopped. This is more likely to occur in women whose periods were irregular before using birth control pills. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for advice about taking folic acid if you plan to become pregnant. See your doctor if you continue to experience difficulties in falling pregnant. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Lowet, or if the tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any that are left over. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Reproductive or breast problems. Changes in bleeding patterns, including breakthrough bleeding or spotting. Painful periods. Missed periods. But if you have not taken Lowet as directed, you should check whether you are pregnant. Change in menstrual flow. Change in cervical secretions, mucus from the vagina. Vaginal thrush, candida, vaginal irritation. Breast pain, tenderness, enlargement, possible milk secretion. Change in sexual drive. Stomach problems such as gastric or stomach discomforts, including abdominal pain, cramps, bloating, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Change in appetite. Difficulties thinking or working because headache, including migraines, nervousness, dizziness, mood change, including depression, contact lenses becoming uncomfortable to wear, changes to your appearance such as change in weight, swelling of the hands, ankles, or feet, dark discoloration of the skin, which may persist after the tablets have been stopped. Loss of scalp hair. Increase in body hair. Acne, rashes. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Worsening of your existing conditions such as chorea, involuntary muscle spasm. Porphyria, a group of disorders that can cause skin or nerve problems. Systemic lupus erythematosus, lupus, varicose veins, gallbladder disease, kidney disease, hereditary angioedema, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, urine epileptic and your fits become more frequent, pain or discomfort, fever, unexplained or persistent pains in the head, chest, arm, or below the breastbone, severe pain, swelling, or discoloration in either of your legs. Discomfort radiating to the back, jaw, throat, or stomach. Abdominal pain. Weakness or numbness in any part of your body. Digestive system problems. Bloody diarrhea. Feeling of indigestion or choking. Rectal bleeding. Loss of appetite or weight loss. Problems with your eyes or eyesight. Blurred or double vision. Partial or complete loss of sight. Eye protrusion, swelling of the eye, or eye lesions. Migraines. Migraine headaches for the first time, more frequent or severe migraines if you already suffer from them. General feelings of unwellness, including feeling tired, shortness of breath, rapid or irregular heartbeat, dizziness or fainting, sometimes with loss of balance, sweating, nausea or vomiting, an unusual cough, changes to your body, confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, breast lumps, jaundice, or a yellowing of the skin or eyes, often with fever, fatigue, loss of appetite, dark colored urine, nausea, and vomiting. Taking oral contraceptives may be associated with liver disease, including liver cancer, itchy rash, rise in blood pressure. You may experience headache, blurred vision, or palpitations. Sometimes your blood pressure may rise without you experiencing any of these symptoms. It is important to keep your routine doctor's appointments so that your blood pressure can be checked. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Lowet contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each pink active tablet contains levonorgestrel 100 micrograms, micrograms. Ethinylestradiol 20 micrograms, micrograms. The white tablets do not contain active ingredients. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. The pink active tablets also contain microcrystalline cellulose, lactose monohydrate, pelacrylin potassium, magnesium stearate, macrigol, glycolmontanite, opidrees-1-14587- of pale pink, PI3044. The white inactive tablets contain lactose monohydrate, microcrystalline cellulose, magnesium stearate, pelacrylin potassium, macrigol, glycolmontanite, opidrees-y-5-18024- white, US version, PI3548. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Lowet contains lactose. Lowet does not contain gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Lowet looks like. Lowet is available in a 4-week sample pack containing 1 blister and a 12-week box containing 3 blister packs. Each blister pack contains 21 pink hormone tablets and 7 white non-hormonal tablets. The blister pack is marked with days of the week next to each tablet. *2963338. Who distributes Lowet? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-229. www.pfizermedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025.